This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. New Jersey has the highest rate of HIV infections among women in the nation and the third highest for children. Half of those infections are transmitted by the sharing of dirty needles among drug users. Yet a pilot project to begin distributing clean needles was blocked by a lawsuit just days before it was about to start on July 1st. Nancy Solomon reports.
On a blistering hot day, Camden's mobile health van rumbles down Broadway past an unending string of dilapidated houses and empty lots. This is one of the poorest neighborhoods in one of the poorest cities in America. And the 30-foot RV run by the Camden Area Health Education Center is treated like the good humor truck around here.
I've always thought that we should have one of those, you know, ice cream truck jingles. People come running out of their houses and, you know, wave us down, flag us down. I mean, like, those women just flagged us down. This isn't a scheduled or an intended stop where we are now.
Mary Kay Dollard is the van's nurse.
How's your face today?
She and outreach worker Johnny Brown travel Camden's most desperate patches, handing out free condoms through a sliding window.
What's up? What's your age and initials?
Dollard provides basic health care while Brown coaxes people into the RV for an HIV test.
Come here for a minute.
Camden and Atlantic City were about to become the first two cities in New Jersey to offer needle exchange, a program that allows drug users to trade in used syringes for new, sterile ones. Because HIV can be spread by sharing syringes, most states allow either an exchange program or allow pharmacies to sell them without a prescription. Roseanne Scotti, director of the Drug Policy Alliance of New Jersey, says the state is way behind on this issue. Her group, which advocates for compassionate drug policies, has collected evidence and studies on needle exchange since the first program started in 1988.
Every major medical, scientific, and professional body to study the issue has concluded that syringe exchange reduces the rate of HIV, hepatitis C, and other blood-borne diseases, and it does not increase drug use or other social harms. As a matter of fact, needle exchange programs have been shown to be a bridge to treatment for drug users.
Scotty has lobbied for several New Jersey legislative bills that would have allowed needle exchange. But when those failed, her coalition was able to convince outgoing Governor James McGreevy to pass an executive order that allows up to three cities to establish pilot programs. A group of legislators sued and received an injunction just days before the first needles were to be exchanged. The opposition consists of conservative Republicans and one powerful Democrat, Senator Ronald L. Rice from Newark, the state's largest and most troubled city.
When you go to Mrs. Smith or my seniors or the merchant out there or the churches where people crowd the steps, they're saying to us, please remove these drug dealers and drug use from out in front of our places. We feel like prisoners. We're afraid to go out.
Instead of needle exchange, Rice wants more funding for drug treatment.
Don't tell me we have a $28 billion budget. We don't have the money. The question is, how are you using the $28 billion? And it seems to me on the healthcare level, when it comes to women minorities, we're the ones that folk want to find.